Well, the two hunters went out, and for several days they looked for wolves, and they couldn't find any of them.
这个两个猎人，他们就出去想打这个狼，找了好几天也没找到。
Then one night, they fell into a deep sleep around a campfire.
有一天晚上，他们就在他们的营地睡着了。
And one of the men awoken when he heard some noise.
有一个人突然醒来，听到有一些噪音。
And around the glow of the fire were the reflecting eyes and teeth of a whole pack of hungry wolves.
他睁眼看见一群狼，然后那个眼睛亮亮的，围在他们旁边。
Slowly, the one man reached over and nudged his other partner and woke him up.
然后这个人就把他的同伴叫醒了。
And he said in a hushed and a frantic voice.
然后他就压低了声音，特别激动地说。
He whispered, "Jerry, Jerry, wake up! We're rich."
他说 ，Jerry。快醒醒，咱们发财了。
Perspective can change the way that we look at our world.
我们看事情的方式可以改变我们处理问题的方式。
Perspective is the difference between fear and courage.
我们怎么看待一件事情，是基于是这个是害怕的事情呢，还是让我们能有勇气的事情呢？
Perspective can change cowards into world-changing conspirators.
他可以把一个怯懦的人变成一个合谋改变世界的人。
Because of COVID, many churches are not meeting.
因为疫情的缘故，很多教会都不能聚集。
And a lot of people have become fearful that the church is going to fade away.
很多人害怕教会可能就不存在了。
And they cry, "Oh, there's no hope for the future of the church."
然后他们就哀叹说，哎呀，教会没有希望了。
And I say, no, 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 no. You have lost perspective if that's what you believe.
但是我觉得他们没有看到事情的本质。
This can be the greatest opportunity for the church to change that it's had in many, many years.
现在呢，其实是一个再好不过的时机。
But for us to become these conspirators, we need to understand the perspective of our chief shepherd, Jesus.
但是如果我们要想能够跟我们的大牧人主耶稣一道密谋改变这个世界的话，我们首先要理解他在想什么。
In Luke chapter 10, verse 3, Jesus says, "Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves."
路加福音十章三节，耶稣说，你们去吧，我差你们出去，如同羊羔进入狼群。
Now, what kind of shepherd would send sheep out among the wolves?
什么样的牧羊人会把他的羊送到狼群里呢？
Maybe these are special sheep.
也许这些羊是特殊的羊。
Maybe these are teenage mutant ninja sheep with superhero powers.
也许这些羊像忍者神龟那样，像超人那样有超能力。
But really, the sheep are not very special.
但是其实羊都是普通的羊。
It's the shepherd who's special.
不一样的是牧者。
And the difference is that as the sheep go out, we have the big shepherd watching out behind us.
因为当我们这群羊走出去的时候，我们的大牧人在我们的后面。
And our shepherd has a very big stick and he has a very swift swing.
我们的牧人他挥舞着他的长杆，而且呢他的是武功盖世。
So why is Jesus sending us on a mission in the wolf territory?
但是为什么主耶稣要把我们这群羊送到狼里面呢？
He's doing it because there are lost sheep that need to find their way home.
因为在那边有很多迷失的羊，想要回家的羊。
Jesus was seeking these sheep, and that's our mission too.
主耶稣正在寻找这些迷失的羊，那么我们也应该帮着他一起找。
What Jesus has called us to is not safe, and it's not comfortable.
主耶稣他让我们干的这件事情呢，听起来不太安全，也不是很舒适。
But safety is not found in safe circumstances.
但是其实真正的安全并不是在没有困难，没有危险的地方。
Safety and comfort are found in a relationship with the shepherd.
安全和安慰来自我们与这个牧者的关系。
And as we meet today over Zoom, I want to encourage you that God wants to change our perspective on COVID.
我想今天在线上请大家认识到，在疫情当中，神是想让我们改变我们看待事情的方式。
God wants us to realize that this is our opportunity for us to change how we reach lost sheep.
主耶稣想让我们看到，现在就是让我们改变我们怎么样去寻找迷羊的这个方式和途径。
What I'd like to do is go through Luke chapter 10 and just show you five commitments that changing, world-changing conspirators need to have.
今天我们就看一看路加福音十章，看一看我们这些和主耶稣一起密谋改变世界的人要完成的五项任务。
The first commitment is that we need to pray.
第一个任务就是我们要祷告。
In chapter 10, verse 2, if you could read that, Jew.
十章二节说，就对他们说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Conspirators believe that our power to change the world is not physical, it's spiritual.
我们这群合谋改变世界的人要知道，我们改变世界的力量不是我们肉身的力量，而是灵里的力量。
A lifelong lesson I've been learning is that my power does not come from me, it comes from Jesus.
我用一辈子时间学会一件事情，就是我的能力不是来自于我自己，而是来自于主耶稣。
When I work, I work, but when I pray, God works.
我自己可以做一些事情，但是这只是我自己做而已。但是当我祷告的时候，那就是神在做工了。
And our sheep power starts when we realize our inadequacy to change the world.
当我们意识到自己无能改变世界的时候，我们这群羊就有了能力。
Do you realize that the most important task that you have every day is to pray?
你知不知道你每天要干的最重要的事情就是祷告？
Pray at the beginning of the day, pray at the end of the day, pray during the day.
在一天开始的时候祷告，在一天结束的时候祷告，在一天的中间也要不停的祷告。
And that word ask that's in that means the idea of begging for mercy. We are on our knees asking God for the harvest.
经文里面说，你们当求庄稼的主，所以我们就要祈求，我们要跪在地上求。
We're asking God to send new workers out into the field.
我们要求他把新的工人打发下来。
Sheep to go out and find other lost sheep.
也求他打发我们这群羊到外面去寻找迷失的羊。
This is the heart of God. This is the center of our mission.
因为这是神的心意，这也是我们任务的中心。
So conspirators have this practice every day of begging God for workers for the harvest.
所以我们这群合谋的人，我们一定每天都要祷告。
And what I encourage you to do is to become a prayer for the harvest every day.
我希望大家能够每天为收庄稼而祷告。
So I'm going to call this the 10-02 prayer.
我会把这个叫做10-02祷告。
What I'd like you to do is to get your phones, you can get them right now, and go to your alarm, your clock, and your alarm system.
你现在就打开你的手机，把你的这个闹钟调出来。
And set in there, and I've done this on my phone, set in there 10:02 every day.
每天10:02放一个这个闹铃。
And set an alarm for 10:02 every morning.
每天早上10:02，让这个闹钟响一下。
And when your alarm goes off, remember Luke 10:2.
当你的这个闹钟响的时候，你就会想起路加福音十章二节。
And cry out to God in heaven, Lord, would you please send workers into the harvest field?
然后你就可以心里面对神呼求说，主啊，求你把工人派下。
Now, when you realize that you pray that, you're also praying for yourself to go into the harvest field.
当你做这个祷告的时候，你其实也在为自己前去收庄稼而祷告。
So the first commitment of a world changer, a world conspirator, is the commitment to prayer.
所以我们这群和与耶稣合谋一起改变世界的人要做的第一件任务就是祷告。
The second commitment is a commitment to go.
第二个任务是去。
If you could read verses 1 and 3.
十章一节和三节，这事以后，主又设立七十个人，差遣他们两个两个的在他前面往自己所要到的各城各地方去。第三节说，主耶稣说，你们去吧，我差你们出去，如同羊羔进入狼群。
Now I'm going to get a little theological just for a moment. I'm going to teach you just a little theology just for a moment.
我们现在学一个神学的观念。
In chapter 9, Jesus sent the 12 disciples out.
在第九节，主耶稣他派遣十二个使徒。
And they realized that he was sending them out to the 12 tribes of Israel.
而在第九章，主耶稣差遣了十二个使徒去以色列的十二个支派。
Now in chapter 10, Jesus sends out 72 people to go out on the mission.
在第十章，主耶稣又差遣了。
And every Jew realized that this was a reference to Genesis chapter 10, which is called the Table of Nations.
那些犹太人他读到这儿的时候，他会认识到这个跟创世纪十章是呼应的，因为创世纪十章列出了一个万国的万民的表。
Well, Jesus was saying, I want you to go not just to the Jews, I want you to go every nation on planet Earth.
所以主耶稣就是告诉他们说，我不仅仅让你们去向犹太人传福音，也让你们去向普天下各国各万国万民传福音。
The gospel is for the whole world.
福音是为了全世界的人。
Go to people who look different than you do.
我们要去到那些和我们长得不一样的人中间。
If you're pepper, go to people that look like salt.
如果你是胡椒，你就去找那些盐。
Go to people that speak a different language than you.
去找那些跟你说不一样语言的人。
Go to people that eat different food than you do.
去找那些跟你吃不一样食物的人。
But the expectation is not for them to come to us. We need to go to them.
我们不是坐在这儿等着他们来找我们，而是去找他们。
So what is your COVID plan to go?
所以你的疫情期间有什么打算呢？
What we've done we've recently moved and we have invited our neighbors to come over to our backyard.
我们最近搬了家，我们就请我们的邻居到我们的后院。
And we're also planning to go on bike trips and do other outside events with our new neighbors.
我们也准备和邻居们一起去骑车，去走路、步行。
But the purpose here is that we need to be going to the world.
目的就是我们要去走到世界当中。
Of these 72 that were sent out in Luke chapter 10, how many do you think had seminary degrees?
主耶稣差遣的这七十人。有多少是有神学神学这个神学院经历的呢？
Zero.
没有一个人。
How many do you think were pastors?
有几个人是牧师呢？
Zero.
没有。
These were just common, ordinary people sent on an extraordinary mission.
这些就是一些普通人，只不过是让他们去执行一些非同寻常的任务罢了。
So let me give you another homework assignment.
那么另外一个家庭作业是
Write down on a piece of paper the name of three people that are in your world right now that don't know Christ.
拿出一张纸，写下三个人的名字。这个三个人呢，是现在还不认识主的。
I'm not talking about developing new relationships. These are friends that you already have, colleagues you already have.
我没有邀请你们去认识新的朋友，就是在从你们认识的人当中想出三个还不认识主的。
And start to pray for them at 10:02 every day.
每天10:02的时候为他们祷告。
Pray that God would open their hearts.
求神打开他们的心。
Pray that God would give you an opportunity to develop a relationship with them.
求神给你一个契机，能够跟他们发展更进一步的关系。
But every one of us on this Zoom call, you need to be the ones going to the world right now.
我们今天在线上的每一个人，我们都将要进入世界中做这件事。
Just because the church is closed doesn't mean the church is closed.
教堂关了，并不意味着教会关了。
We are the church, and we are always on the move.
我们就是教会，我们可以走动。
That's the second commitment of a world conspirator.
那个就是我们与耶稣合谋改变世界要完成的第二项任务。
The third commitment is found in verse 4. Could you read that, please?
第三个任务是第四节，不要带钱囊，不要带口袋，不要带鞋，在路上也不要问人的安。
And this is a commitment to travel lightly.
这项任务就要求我们要轻装上阵。
Don't take a purse or a bag or an extra set of sandals with you.
不要带钱囊，不要带口袋，不要带鞋。
There to go, ready, set, go. Leave right now, start acting.
现在就走，说走就走。
It's interesting, this is a sort of a problem that I have when I travel.
我出门的时候经常遇到这个问题。
I pack a lot more than my wife.
我特别爱带东西。
I bring sneakers so I can play tennis, and I bring golf shoes, and I bring a basketball sneakers with me.
我就鞋就带好几双，一双打篮球，一双打高尔夫球，一双干别的事情。
And I usually have twice as much luggage as my wife has.
所以呢，我拿的行李比我老婆还要多。
But what Jesus is telling me is, forget all that stuff. Just get out there right now and start looking for lost sheep.
但是耶稣告诉我们说，不要带这么多东西，现在就出发，出去寻找迷羊。
Now, a lot of people misinterpret the second part of this verse.
有的人他会误解这一句话。
Do not greet anyone on the road.
在路上也不要问人的安。
This is not an encouragement to being rude.
这个并不是说让我们不讲礼貌。
What this is a realization that in this Eastern culture, a greeting, a salutation could take hours, even days long.
因为在那个时候中东的文化，你去问别人的安就非常的繁琐，要花几个小时或者几天。
And so because time is limited and the work is urgent, don't get delayed.
因为时间有限，任务迫切，我们不要被耽搁。
We have one mission, and the one mission is to tell the lost sheep about the shepherd Jesus.
我们的任务就是去找到迷羊，告诉他们关于主耶稣的事情。
So don't argue about who's running for president.
所以不要跟人争论选谁当总统。
Don't start fights over who are the two witnesses in Revelation.
不要跟人争论啊，辩论在圣经里面一些犄角旮旯的知识。
Realize that every second, 26 people die in this planet, and 20 or more of them are dying without Jesus in their heart.
你们要知道，每秒钟这世界上就有26个人死亡，其中20个人都不认识主。
So let me give you a third homework assignment.
所以我们今天第三项家庭作业就是
The first is to set your alarm for 10:02.
第一个作业是在10:02设一个闹铃。
The second is to make a list of three friends and pray for them every day and go to them.
第二个作业是写下三个人的名字，每天为他们祷告，并且去找他们。
And the third is to see how you're spending your time and your resources.
第三个任务就是你要看一看你是怎么花时间花钱的。
This is an evaluation of your priorities.
这个就是让你看一看你的生命的这些重点在什么地方。
So take a sheet of paper and just draw a line down the middle.
拿出一张纸，中间画一条线。
And on one side write temporary, and the other side write eternal.
左边写临时的，右边写永恒的。
And then, as you go through your day, keep track of where you're investing your time.
你一天过下来，你就记录下来你这一天的时间都花在什么地方。
If you're out there and you're looking for a new purse, write purse temporary.
如果你花的时间在买一个新包上，你就在左边一栏写上买包临时的。
If you're out there and you're looking for the hottest pair of sandals, write temporary.
如果你花时间去买新凉鞋，你也把它放在临时那一栏写暂时的。
If you write keeping track of all of your money and how your 403b is going, write temporary.
如果你时间花在去看你那些个投资计划，你的退休金计划，你也把它写在暂时那一栏。
But if you start praying for your neighbor, write eternal.
但是如果你是为你的邻居祷告，你就写在右边，这个是永恒的。
If you make cookies for somebody in your neighborhood that has just moved in, write eternal.
如果你为你新搬来的邻居做了好吃的送给他，你也可以把它写在右栏，因为那是永恒的。
If you invite a neighbor over for wonton soup, write eternal.
如果你让邻居来家里面吃饭，你也把它放在右边那一栏，那是永恒的。
Keep track of how you're investing your life.
记载下来，知道你都在什么事情上花了时间。
All right, let's go to the fourth.
第四项任务。
And that is a commitment to presence. And that's for being with people, not giving a present.
第四项任务就是关于 presence.
This is, if you could read verses 5-9.
是第五到第九节。无论进哪一家，先要说愿这一家平安。那里若有当得平安的人，你们所求的平安就必临到那家，不然就归于你们了。你们要住在那家，吃喝他们所供给的，因为工人得工价是应当的。不要从这家搬到那家。无论进哪一城，人若接待你们，给你们摆上什么，你们就吃什么。要医治那城里的病人，对他们说：神的国临近你们了。
This is Jesus' strategy to change the world.
这是主耶稣改变世界的策略。
Notice that it's house-oriented.
你们要注意，这是以家为单位的。
It's not mass evangelism or even church-oriented.
它不是那种在人们当中的布道，也不是，甚至也不是在教堂。
It's house-to-house, door-to-door.
而是一家一家。
And we're going in peace.
而且我们要带平安去。
We're not going looking for arguments with people. We're looking for people of peace.
我们去到那边不是去找人辩论打架的，我们是把平安带去的。
Who are open to the message and the peace of Jesus.
我们去的这一家人，他们要心里面要敞开，愿意接受主耶稣的福音。
And when we find a person that's open to this message, we're supposed to disciple them and stay with them.
当我们找到这样的一个人一家人的时候，我们要留下，跟他们一起来培训他们做门徒。
Jesus found 12 of them that were open, and he spent 3 years with them.
主耶稣自己找到了12个这样的人。他花了一年的时间与他们在一起。
So it's very important for us to realize that this is where we can be the best during COVID.
所以我们要意识到，在疫情当中，这个就是我们能干的一件很好的事情。
Because now every day the church is going out all over Fairfield County and New York and New Jersey. The church is on the move.
因为我们就是那个会行走的教会。我们到哪儿，教会就在哪儿。
And notice in verse 9 it says, heal the sick.
你们要看第九节说，医治那城里的病人。
One of the most important things that we can do is pray for people.
我们可以做的最重要的事情之一就是为人祷告。
Pray for people who are in pain. Pray for people who are wounded.
为那些有病痛的、有伤痛的人祷告。
When I was traveling in Africa, I asked people, how did you come to know Christ?
我在非洲的时候，我看到人问他们说，你们怎么认识基督的？
I believe the number was as high as 90% of the people that came to know Christ came to know Christ out of sickness.
90% 的人，他们都是通过病痛认识主的。
They were sick and there was no hope.
当他们生病的时候，他们没有任何的希望。
And the Christians came and prayed for them.
然后有基督徒来找到他们，为他们祷告。
And they were healed by Jesus.
他们就被主耶稣医治了。
And so they came to trust Jesus.
然后他们就开始信靠主了。
We need to believe that Jesus is still in the healing business today.
我们今天也要认识到主耶稣还是在医治病人。
So when you go to your three friends and you say, how are you doing? And they say, well, I'm experiencing some sickness. Tell them, you will pray for them.
当你找到那三个朋友去问候他们的时候，如果他们身上有地方欠安，你要为他们祷告。
In verse 16, it talks about our message that we proclaim to people.
16节告诉我们，我们要为人传讲什么样的信息。
We need to know the message.
我们自己要知道我们要讲的信息。
And so I'm going to give you your fourth home. I'm giving you a lot of homework today.
所以我要给你们有第四个家庭作业。今天的家庭作业有点多。
Here's your homework. You need to know how to share the gospel in 1 minute.
你要学会如何在一分钟把福音讲清楚。
You also need to know how to give your testimony in 1 minute.
你要学会怎么样在一分钟做你自己的见证。
Because somewhere along the line of meeting with your three friends that you're praying for, they're going to ask you, well, what do you believe?
因为当你跟这三个朋友聊天的时候，他们会问你，你为什么信主啊？
And you will have 1 minute to share your testimony.
你只有一分钟来跟他们分享你的见证。
And if God's been working in their heart, they're going to say, well, how do I get to know Jesus?
如果神正在他们心里做工，他们就会接下来问，那我怎么样能认识主呢？
And you'll have another minute to share the gospel.
然后你有一分钟来跟他们分享福音。
And if they say yes to all that, you can go into a deeper, you know, discussion of it. But be aware that people today need to hear the gospel message and your testimony in brief segments.
如果他们都听进去了，你就可以继续牧养他们。但是你一定要知道，在现今人们的注意力集中时间很短，所以你只有一分钟能够讲清楚福音和你的见证。
All right, let's go on to our fifth commitment, and that is to have the correct motivation.
那么现在讲第五个任务，第五个任务就是我们的动机要纯。
If you could read 17 through 20.
17节到20节，那70个人欢欢喜喜地回来说，主啊，因你的名就是鬼也服了我们。耶稣对他们说，我曾看见撒旦从天上坠落，像闪电一样。我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力，断没有什么能害你们。然而不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜，要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。
It's very important to get the correct motivation here.
我们的动机一定要纯正。
What had happened is that these 72 missionaries came back with incredible stories.
这派出去的70个人欢欢喜喜地回来。
It was stories about their power and how they defeated the demons.
他们迫不及待地要讲的是他们自己的能力，还有他们怎么样让鬼服了他们。
Now there's nothing wrong with healing people and casting out demons.
去治病赶鬼并没有错。
But we can't get our identity from our performance.
但是我们不能看自己那么关注在我们的做的事情上。
Because if you start to get your identity from your performance, you're going to start to think that you are a special sheep.
因为如果你那么关注在你能做的事情上，你会认为你是与众不同的羊。
So Jesus says, don't get your identity from your performance, but get your identity that your name is written in heaven.
所以耶稣提醒他们说，不要因为自己能做的事情而欢喜，而要因为他们的名记录在天上而欢喜。
Back in the ancient world, every town had a town roll.
在古代，每一个城镇都有一个户口本。
And only citizens had their names listed there.
只有在那里面住的人才能够把名字记录在户口本上。
To have your name written on that roll meant that you were a noble person, a somebody.
你的名字如果记录在那个户口本上，就意味着你是一个名人，你是一个受人尊敬的人。
And Jesus wants us to make sure that we don't get our sense of identity from the show, but from the relationship that we have with him.
耶稣提醒我们说，我们不要关注点在我们做的这些神迹奇事上，我们的关注点要落在我们和他的关系上。
This is what I think has gone wrong with the gospel in America.
我个人认为美国的福音在这种地方就做得不好。
We have forgotten that we are lost sheep saved by the shepherd.
我们丢失了很多羊。
And so we have forgotten about grace and love and compassion, and all we're doing is arguing for power.
我们忘记了我们要带去的是主的恩典、爱和同情，而转向去跟人争论、去跟人辩论、去跟人打，就是打架。
The secret of motivation in our lives, it doesn't matter what people think about us. What matters is that we met what the chief shepherd thinks about us.
我们这个有一个秘诀，就是别人怎么看我们其实不重要，我们的牧人怎样看我们才是最重要的。
And each one of you is a very special sheep because Jesus has called you to be part of his flock.
我们每一个人都是独一无二的羊，因为是主耶稣基督亲自把我们拣选放到他的羊群当中的。
Let me end with the story of a dear friend that I had.
给你们讲一个我的好朋友的故事。
She passed away a few years ago, but she was the most gentle, soft-spoken, simple person I've ever known.
她前几年过世了，但是这个女士呢，她是我认识的最温柔、最和善的一个人。
And her name was Valerie Johnson.
她名字叫 Valerie, Johnson.
And she lived in a senior citizen residence in Chapin, Stanford.
她住在斯坦福一个老年公寓里。
And she came to know the Lord late in her life.
她年纪很大的时候才认识主。
And she came to me and she said, Pastor Scott, I have a burden for the people in my building. They don't know Jesus.
她对牧师说，哎呀，我心里对这些人真有负担，他们都不认识主。
So she asked me, how can I reach them with the gospel?
所以她问我说，我怎么样才能向他们传福音呢？
And I told her everything that I've told you today from Luke chapter 10.
我当时就把今天给大家分享的都讲给她听了。
I said, you've got to go to them.
我告诉她说，你要去找他们。
I said, go with food, invite them to your apartment, invite them to have a meal with you.
我说，你做一些好吃的。去找他们，邀请他们来家里一起吃饭。
And I said, before you go, it's really important that you pray.
你去之前一定要祷告。
Well, she misunderstood what I meant by praying for these people.
但是她好像误解了我说的祷告的意思。
So she would go and knock on their door.
所以呢，她就会去拍这些人的，在这些人家门前敲门。
And they would open the door, and she would say, could I pray with you?
这些人开门以后，她就说，我能跟你一起祷告吗？
And everyone said, why, sure, you can pray for me.
每个人都说可以呀。
So right there in their doorway, she would pray for God to bless these folks and for them to say yes to the invitation that she was going to give to come to her house.
所以她就站在走廊里就开始祷告，跟每一个人祷告，求神能够让他们能够打开心，能够接受她的邀请。
Do you know how many of those people said yes?
你知不知道有多少人答应了？
Every one of them said yes.
每一个人都答应了。
And many of those seniors came to follow Jesus Christ late in their life.
很多人他们都在老年接受了主耶稣。
If Valerie Johnson can be used by God, he can use each one of you.
如果神能够使用这个女士，他也能够使用我们。
God has placed you at this moment in history for a purpose.
主把你放在历史的这个时刻，对你是有一个目标的。
He has a mission that he sent us all on.
他要你去完成一件任务。
And it is a worldwide mission that we are involved with.
那个是一个改变全世界的任务。
So would you make the commitments today to go and change your world?
所以你今天愿不愿意下定决心出去改变世界呢？
For you to do that, that's going to require us to pray at 10:02 every day.
你要做成这件事情，每天10:02分要祷告。
We're going to need to go rather than wait for them to come to us.
我们也要走出去，而不是等待人们找我。
We're going to travel lightly.
我们要轻装上阵。
We're going to center this on our houses and small groups.
把这个重点放在一家一户上。
And our motivation will be simply because Jesus has loved us, we're going into the world.
我们的动机仅仅是因为主耶稣爱我们，所以我们要走出去。
I pray that each one of you will take up this mission and become a conspirator to change the world this week.
我祷告求神带领你们每一个人都在下一周与他一起合谋改变这个世界。
Join me in prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we pray that you would make us world changers.
主啊，求你帮助我们变成改变世界的人。
Help us to follow you in obedience.
帮助我们顺服你。
We pray, Lord, that we would go into the world.
求你带领我们走出去，走到这个世界上。
Help us not to be tricked into traveling with a heavy load.
让我们不要带那么多东西出去。
And we pray, Lord, that we could use our homes and our apartments for your kingdom.
也求你让我们能够用自己的家、自己的公寓来为你的国征战。
In Jesus' name we pray this.
耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.